Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very simple assignment this early morning where you catch the early breeze and you know that the day is going to be just a little chilled. You see, this assignment is centered around people just doing their jobs. And every now and then you run into these individuals, either by circumstances beyond your control or just by circumstances arrived by God. I always believe, this is just a personal thought, that people really are not by accident. And what I mean by that is that you are meant to run into different people in your life. It grooms you and molds you. It shapes your personality, your style. Oh, yes, it comes from mother and father, or father and mother, however way you choose it to be. But most importantly, you develop a style and a charm about your personality, and success follows that. I like that idea. Success follows it. So this particular individual that I'm going to talk to you about has all of those qualities. I don't know her so well that I can tell you attributes of all the things she does. I just know how she handled me and how it appears that she's a very successful person. Her name happens to be Brandy S. Bess, and she works inside of a hospital. Let me give you the phone number. Ha, ha, ha. I'm just joking. No, to be serious, you just like to meet professionals and you like to work with them. Whether you benefit or not benefit, it doesn't really matter. You just want good people around you. So I'm going to play some music for her. I'm going to set her up and let her know that she is very much so appreciated. You have to show that to people, because sometimes you do things and you think no one never notice. Well, not that they're looking for those accolades, but when you do a good job, somebody should say so. Thank you.
Thank you. hold me tight, and love's got me high. Please tell me yes, and don't say no, honey, not tonight. I need to have you next to me in more ways than one, and I refuse to leave till I see the morning sun creep through your window pane. 'Cause love won't. Not one more minute, baby. The time is right. Turn down the lights and take my hand. We'll take a flight and spend the night in Wonderland. Now move a little close to me. You owe it to yourself, and I will selfishly take a little for myself, and it's because of you that love won't let me wait. No, listen, girl. And only you can set me free when I make love to you. We'll explode in ecstasy, and I won't take the blame. That love won't let me wait. No. Guaranteed to inspire, just let me take you high. Oh, baby. And love won't let me wait. No, girl. Ain't it sweet? Oh, baby, every time.
Well, you would think that I have some explaining to do, but I really don't. I'm just saying, you know, the music just kind of blends in. And I chose those particular songs because you have to look at the subliminal message behind them. This young lady absolutely takes good care of the people that she services. And, you know, you can't always get the exact words in. You know, the whispers said lady. Well, she is a lady, okay? Real easy on the eyes, guys. I have to tell you that. Then I came back with some Temptations. Hey, girl, I like your style. And that's only because she's really cool. You know, she has no highs. She has no lows. She just comes in real mellow, explains what you have to do and what she has to do and what responsibilities she has. I think that's cool, man. Some of you all may not agree. I don't know, but that's just the way it is. And I really think that, you know, Major Harris just said a little something, you know. We're in the 21st century, and we try to communicate. But she told me that she liked old school music. And when she said that, instantly I knew what to come up with because, hey, I'm old school, you know. So I'm going to give this one more selection. I'm going to just kind of blend it in and keep it right. I'll tell everyone, I don't know her like that. I don't know all the things that I would want to know about a person that does their job really well. And quite frankly, it's none of my business. Her education has proven to be worthy of who she is and what she is. So that being said, I'm going to just tell you that we want to just thank her for doing her job so well and to making us feel warm and fuzzy inside enough to say, you know what, I trust the decisions that she's making. So that's how I feel about it. So this last selection is going to be by Heatwave, and it's called Mind-Blowing Decisions because I think she does that. I think that she makes good decisions for the people that she looks out for, and it's her job. I'm glad she gets paid for it, and I think she needs a raise. So to all of my radio friends and colleagues and to the people who listen to King Scott Radio TV, check it out, feel it, and just know that we have some real professionals out here, and Brandy is one of them. You feel me? Thank you, and God bless you. Oh, by the way, you can go to kingscottradio.com. and hear us. You can email us at kingscottradio@gmail.com, and you can call in to the station at 240-706-4569. That's 240-706-4569. And I would ask you to simply leave a comment because we want to be able to showcase our talents to the world. Just so happens, every now and then, I feel like I'm good at my job, and my job is to please you.
Myself again to think deep within and remember when we first met, we were only friends. Blow a kiss or try to taste a tender lip. Will they be the factors that will make our life a trip? But just in case things don't settle well with her, I'll say that I'm sorry and keep hoping for the best. How to go? Is she mine? I want to know. So don't think you know.
My darling,
how to go?
This
is she mine? I want to know.
Cause it's head-on collision.
So this Sound Pound has to come to an end. This was for Brandy S. Bess. And in closing, we want to say just one more time that we really appreciate what you do and what you put into your work. It's nice to know that professionals have a heart, and it's not just about the bottom line and, you know, the things that make people feel uncomfortable. And I'm sure that there are times that she may have to make those kind of decisions, but it's done with a sensitivity. You know, before you have an operation, you first have to be cut. Thank you for listening to us, King Scott Radio TV. I've been your host, Kevin Scott. And remember, we love you.